The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And he called to him a child. He put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world for temptations to sin, for it is necessary that temptations come, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. If your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man came to save the lost. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them." This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. Can you imagine that, doing that? Sounds so simple and churchy pure, and then we muck it all up. Someone sins, of course, someone sins. Sin happens daily and much. Nobody else even knows about it most of the time. Sometimes it's against you. What now? Well, maybe make sure it's sin and not something else that you just happen to find irritating or offensive. Things that happen to you that tick you off or hurt or draw blood and make you cry aren't necessarily sin against you. But if it's actual sin, then torture yourself and overthink it for sure. Oh my, all the issues you have to sort out in your head. Should I go and tell him his fault? Jesus says yes right there, but I generally ignore that. I can't just go to this Christian brother sinner because I'll look stupid. Or I hate confrontation and this brother is a little mean. Or maybe this sin against me really isn't so goddammable for my brother. Or what if they think I'm an overly sensitive prig? What if I am an overly sensitive prig? Oh, this is awful, this word of Jesus. And so it is dismissed as too unbearably uncomfortable for me, the Christian, for the church, for you. But back to the original question, can you imagine doing this, going, telling him his fault, saying the words about that, and your brother listening, you gaining your brother? That sounds so good for my brother, rejoicing in heaven. But no, I don't see it. I don't do it. My brother can go to, how does Jesus say it? The hell of fire. But hear it again to listen for what we missed, because we lawed it up real good, lawed up the gospel, took a mercy thing and switched it around into a procedural checklist for an institution. We ungospeled it completely. In fact, let's start over, much wider angle even, and get some perspective. If your creation, your perfect, very good creation, sins against you, O God, please go to it and tell its fault and deliver salvation. If it listens to you, O God, you have gained your creation. God did that. He got sinned against by you, by our easy idolatries and a thousand selfish acts that make it pretty regular and comfortable now to skate right past those brothers sinning against you. And so he goes. I mean, he comes. God on a cross, dying, dead, for his sinning creation, for my sinning brother and for sinning me. And yet, listen to him, how he talks. I forgive you all your sins. This is my body. This is my blood shed for you. You hear him. You eat forgiveness. He gained you. You are God's gain. 100th sheep found. He rejoices. How he loves you. Because he didn't ignore the sin that you inherited, and it is real, or the sin you added. It was death on top of death for you. And he didn't say, it's okay, because it wasn't okay. Your dying, what he creates and loves, your dying isn't God's intention. But mercy, love in action, love coming, bloody at the font, on you, blood in the cup, for you to drink, for the forgiveness of sins. What a huge difference between, oh, it's okay, and I forgive you. They don't say the same thing at all. When your brother sins against you, or when you sin against God, it's okay means, don't worry another thing about it. Not a big deal, just ignore it, not important. It's okay. Your sin, hate God's word, mock his command, it brings you death and hell. It's okay. But instead, you got, I forgive you. You sinned against this brother, and he came and taught you your fault with his commandment, and you listened to him who comes not to be served, but to serve and give his life and serve it up. Ransom paid, sins forgiven. Listen, he says, let me tell you, it's not okay. No, I forgive you. And he gains the brother. Now your brother sins against you, and you get it. Go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens, he hears you say what you heard when God says to you, I forgive you. Totally different deal. When you forgive and say, and saying it's okay is not forgiving someone, you say, you know what? You did wrong, brother. You sinned against me. It hurt. It matters to me and you. But I show my love for you by moving beyond what you've done. Our relationship is bound up in Jesus. So important enough that I want to keep it. in spite of the way you've wronged me. That's a lot of heavy lifting in saying, I forgive you. But Jesus does all the lifting and forgiving. We live in an it's okay kind of society. I'm okay, you're okay, it's okay. It's better not to confront people, we're urged to think. Sweep it away, tolerate everything but your intolerance, I suppose. I hope it will go away, and none of it ever goes away. We just carry it further on, build more anger, more hate, revenge. And that's not what our Lord says or gives. If your brother sins against you, just say it's no biggie. No. Just ignore it and hope it goes away. Wrong again. He says when your brother sins against you, you, the way Jesus is, not the oversensitive prig, go and tell him his fault. If they've done wrong to you, there is a way to speak about it, for you to speak about it, between you and him alone. You aren't supposed to ignore it, let it fade. That's the gospel according to America, not Jesus. But why should I go to my brother, makes my skin crawl, point out his sin against me? Because it leads to repentance and life. Like when the law of God convicts you of sin, that bright, well-lit mirror that says, there it is, sin, and you, sinner. When my brother realizes that he has done something against love that hurt me, he is my brother, has opportunity to be sorry for the wrong he's done. That's what it means when he hears you. And then you speak words of forgiveness. You love him as you are loved. You've gained your brother. The fellowship of Christ and you and your brother is restored. Oh, he didn't say it's okay. He came to justify the ungodly, me, sinning against heaven and against you. He spoke and he's speaking, still giving ears to hear and you hear. Forgiving your brother, for you are forgiven. Amen. Now may that peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.